I do apologize. I must get those breaks seen to. We're so grateful, aren't we, Snuffles? Snuffles! Ah, parrotfish! Just in time for lunch! Oh, I know I shouldn't eat you. You seem so nice, but I'm a great white shark. I can't help it.
So, the evidence we found is blue footprints. I know who has blue footprints. Bluefoot Bill. Let's get him.
Oh, there's no point pretending you don't like school dinners, Henry. You've got to eat something.
Chin up, Tiny. You've got your audience to think of. You know what we always say? The show must go on.
You think we're intellectual equals? Ha! I know a thing or two about building a body out of biomass, and you don't leave your heart exposed to muse and blabber about a treasure map in front of this particular crew demonstrates a level of ineptitude that borders on the imbecilic.
Oh, peekaboo! You've found me. I'm playing with Buttercup and Daisy. They love peekaboo. Do you?
Ha! While you're hitting the books, I'll be hitting the bad guys.
Fox is absolutely right, you know. One can't just panic. No, one really has to roll up one's fur and do something.
That's exactly what they're doing. Since hippos are so heavy, they sink to the bottom while asleep, then float to the surface every now and then to breathe.
I'd be very proud of that, helping out those city folks. That'd make me right happy, it would.